Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of the Top Dad Podcast, a podcast about dads.
By dads.
For dads. For dads.
Ooh, for dadins.
I was just going to like make the syllables sound like for dadins.
Oh, I guess they did throw an N. For menin.
Well, that's what we're trying to recreate, but with dads.
Oh.
Right, so it doesn't make sense but to say menin.
Menin.
Dadins.
Dadins.
Dads.
For daddies.
For daddy. Daddies. That was close.
Look at that. We got our own jingle.
I'm not saying. I find daddy to be mildly creepy.
Daddy's creepy, creepy. I mean, it's funny. When it comes from my kid's mouth, it's
all
fine.
Of my children.
When it comes from an adult, creepy.
Do your kids ever say dad, or do they say, is it still daddy?
No, I'm dad most of the time now.
When did that change?
Age 5 to 6.
Was that your choice or their choice?
No, I think it was just what they switched.
You think it's because they're boys?
That's because they're boys, or it could also just be what Lauren maybe refer. I don't actually know if she switched. I don't think she started calling me daddy anymore. I think it's like
I'm
see
sorry
your kid
to hear that. It
not,
seems
not
like something. It's a different podcast
not
that we
in
need
front
to
of
have.
The children,
right.
At least.
Welcome to the X-rated version of Top Daddy Podcast. Yeah. I'm your top daddy, Ken, and apparently I like being on top. Top's better than the bottom, though.
100% in that situation.
Yeah, I mean it is what it is.
I actually know. Like I think it may be a boy thing.
Uh-huh.
But they were calling me daddy up until like 3, 4, 5 without a problem.
Right.
And now it's dad. Every once in a while, Logan will still say daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But Braden almost never says it unless he's trying to be silly. And I think it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Cause I now call Lauren mom. I don't say mommy. Go talk to mom. I don't know when the me or the D gets dropped.
Yeah.
Are your children both calling you dad? Are they all
well, I have three
calling,
children.
Are all three of them calling you daddy and her mommy still?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Still dad. Still daddy. Only because, I mean, I don't know, only because. I mean, my two oldest are girls, so maybe that's a much more, you're much more likely, I feel like, to have adult-driven children, you know, like girls in high school, to would say still daddy. Say daddy.
Yeah.
Whereas, a 14, 15-year-old boy is not going to say daddy.
Daddy or mommy.
Right. That's just not a thing that's going to happen.
I have no idea why that is a thing, but
because
100%
it's masculine
thing.
And it's not masculine to say, I can say it. I'm okay with it.
It's masculine to say dad and mom.
It's not more masculine to say dad or mom. I never called my dad. I still don't call him dad.
You call him Longball?
I say Longball. Yeah. I think I started calling him Longball in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
I call my,
hey, Longball.
I call him dad and mom. No, I call them pops because that's what we refer to them as. Pops.
Yeah.
And
now I refer to my parents as grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say that. Yeah. It's not
when
like
I
when
give my mom shit, I call her by her first name.
Yeah.
Deb, stop it. And she hates it. And it's fantastic.
Yeah. I've never really said dad. It's always been long ball or LB.
When were you a kid?
Hey,
What about before you became long ball and you were a kid? Was it dad?
Dad, for sure.
Ken Sr.
I don't ever remember using the term daddy.
Well, no, because I think you were like 4 when you probably stopped.
Even then, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm
good
a very
question.
Formal child.
You're very wearing a suit and tie, walking around the house.
Yep. Like
top hat and tails.
Like Boss Baby.
I do like Boss Baby.
Boss Baby's actually written and directed by me, Ken.
Yeah.
Well, no, but
oh, that'd be
I think
cool
it's
if
based
did.
On a true story. I'm the true story.
You're the true story of Boss Baby.
Mm-hmm. I just came out in a suit and tuxedo and hanging out. Oh. Kids are fun, though. I like kids.
Kids are cool.
I have 3 of them.
I have 2.
Sweet.
Soccer's in full swing right now.
So I did have a soccer fiasco.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We just had 2 soccer games at the same time, and my parents drove 1-1. Of note, before you go into yours, Logan finally looks like he's trying on the soccer field, which is fantastic, because when he did try in the past, he looked fantastic.
He wasn't
now,
trying?
He only tries when he like feels like it. Now, apparently, he felt like it the whole game. And he was like running around, involved in everything. Because sometimes like, he'll sit back and then he'll come up. They play him on defense. He'll play in goal. So goalie just sits there.
Well,
and
being on defense is like, not really sitting
but defense,
back.
Like, he'll, no, but like defense, he'll come. But like he'll kind of just be waiting rather than being more involved. And I think it's also an age thing. He's gotten older. He knows that the ball might come past. They start passing back now and like at that age. So they're passing the ball back to the defense, moving it around more. But also when he's coming up on like midfield, now he's involved going after the ball. Sometimes, like, if there's, like, 2 or 3 other people there, he'd be like, oh, they'll figure it out, and then I'll just pick up the pieces afterwards.
Right.
Now it's like, now I'm getting involved every play. And then Braden scored a goal.
Nice.
Both kids won. It was a lovely day. It was a great day for soccer. It was, like, low 70s
on Saturday.
On Saturday, we had games at like 4:30 and 4:45.
Wow, you have games that late?
Yeah, super late. And so we just
do they start all day, or is it like
games have been going all day? Yeah, and it depends. Braden's games are on turf this year. It's super weird.
On turf?
We're on turf at Nike. Super odd. We've never been on turf before. Ball just travels differently, obviously. It's also, he's now fourth grade, so it's 9v9. There's slide tackles, and there's offsides. So a whole new range of rules that didn't exist previously. So we're getting there. So, yeah. So both games were enjoyable. Both kids got the victory. But yeah, 9v9 with offsides. First game with that, a lot of the kids were nervous. I was kind of nervous too, just trying to figure it out.
About offsides?
Offsides, 9v9, just more kids, more bodies, bigger field. But now we got new names for everybody. We got cams and CDMs and...
Cams and CDMs.
Center attacking midfielder. And we have a left and a right of those. We have a center defending midfielder. And then we have our left center back, right center back, goalie, striker. And then we have fullbacks right and left.
Nice.
All sorts of new fancy terms that are not as familiar in my vocabulary, but I've since learned. Don't ask me the position numbers, because apparently those are standardized too, and I have zero idea, because they do not make sense when you look at them. It's like, here's two, that would be three. No, that's actually seven. You're like, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, go to position seven. You're like, it should be over there. No, it's right here. Doesn't make sense.
Nice.
Freaking crazy stuff. All right, what's your soccer drama?
Oh,
soccer
I can get to mine
soccer
now?
Soccer thingy.
I wanted a coach. Remember last year I coached, but I kind of just got thrown into it. The coach was late. We only had one coach. I was like, nobody was going up there. So I was like, cool, I'm going to hop in. I'm going to help out. And then I ended up helping out for the whole year last year, which was great. Sawyer was in like the 5-6. Or is it 6-7?
7-8.
Well, it's definitely not 7-8.
6-7 then. Or just 7.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She was in a little bit younger one, and so it was fun. We had a really good time. I helped out. We did all of that. So I said to Lindsay, I'm like, when she signs up for soccer next year, make sure you put me down that I want to
coach.
Correct. Lindsay did not do that.
Because she doesn't like you.
So I did not get down as a coach. So then we have the first practice. Lindsay, I text because we're still with the same head coach from last year. Edgar, Coach Edgar, who's awesome. His daughter Bella plays on the
team.
Edgar. Edgar.
Oh, okay.
And, he's like, with work and stuff, he's like, I actually defaulted to another parent on the team, Coach Shannon. She's going to be the head coach, and I'm going to assist her. But he's like, I'm sure they can use more help. Yeah. So then I get to the first practice, and not only is there Coach Shannon, who I've never met, they've got Coach Edgar, who's like the first assistant. Then they have some other lady who signed up as well, and then apparently me. So here I am standing on the field like an asshole.
I didn't know you were fourth coach.
I mean, I didn't even get introduced. When Coach Shannon talked about the girls, they were like, here's... I'm Coach Shannon. Here's Coach Edgar. Here's Coach Jessica. And then nothing.
And who's this random dude?
I'm just standing out there like to nobody.
Now you're
I'm just a dude that stands in the field.
You're just a big old wet noodle. Nothing to do.
So that was not cool. And then I talked to her after practice, the first practice, and I was like, hey, I'd really like to help. And Sawyer really wants me to do it. So it's one of those dad moments where I took the proverbial. No, the proverbial punch on the chin of just looking like an asshole.
Gotcha.
For an hour, just kind of very awkward and out of place and not in a great spot.
You hated every second of it.
Well, it's uncomfortable.
Like, I want to help and do something, and I know what I would like to do, and yet here I am.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like standing out here.
Wallflowered in the corner.
Like a dick. So I helped Coach Edgar. It was fine. And then... afterwards, I kind of explained to her what I want, and I was like, hey, and then Coach Egger's like, yeah, this would actually be great, because there's like some Saturdays that I can't go. Ken's more than welcome to help out. And I was like, yep. She's like, that's great. You can help with, doing drills and stuff. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's what I want
just
to do.
Be involved.
I will be here, almost all the time, which is good. So, yeah, first game we find out, which was Saturday. The girls lost, but that's okay. They did score one goal.
Nice.
And that goal was scored by?
Soy sauce.
Mrs. Sawyer.
Nice.
She crushed them. She's very excited. She's smiling the whole time. I just love the fact that she loves soccer so much. She's super into it. And the new coach actually is awesome. You can tell, like, she played soccer for a very long time.
High school, maybe college.
Like, I would say college because, like, the way she coaches and talks about soccer, like, it's from a really, like, it's
you can tell there's knowledge behind it, and, like, she's excited about it. And, like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loves it. Which, like, is really good. So, super excited about that. Sawyer scored. I find out on Saturday morning that we are only allowed three coaches on the sideline. So, yeah.
The ref said something?
That's just the rules of the league. You only allow... Well, the league cares. That's
who's there from the league that's enforcing this rule?
The whole league's there.
What?
Do you not think they have, like, people from the league there?
There's no people from the league at our games.
Well, who referees it?
The referees.
They don't have, they're not, they don't work for whatever league that you're in.
They're hired from the park district, don't give two shits about how many coaches are on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, they limit most how many are on there.
At their age, most of the people that were refereeing were 13-year-old and 14-year-old boys.
Oh, yeah, no, we have, like, college kids, college girls.
And they enforce the rules of you can only have three coaches on the sideline?
I don't know if they would enforce it, but we found out that you're not supposed to have more than three coaches per team on the sidelines.
So coach from the other sideline then.
So... Which is fine. I mean, I get it. Rules are rules. I'm not a fan of following rules, but, like, you know, it happens.
I can't believe that's the rule that is. I can't believe that's the rule that's shackling you to the laws of civilization.
It's more that I don't want Sawyer.
Yeah, you don't
have,
want her to get upset and feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not anything else other than that. It's just I don't want her to be like my dad just got kicked off.
The park district? Are you guys through?
No, it's a separate company.
It's a separate private company.
Mm-hmm. It's been around because
maybe that's
slightly
different because it's
well.
I mean, like, well, it'd be different than the park district. Like, our park district is just, here's the games, here's the fields, go to the fields. Hopefully your referee shows up.
Right.
And if not, one of the parents referees the game.
This is way more organized than that.
This is a lot more.
Not slightly. Way more organized. Yeah. Totally different vibe. It's not, this is like the, I would say this is more in of a league in the idea of like, a farm system for the traveling teams.
Okay, so it's
so if you go to a
not
traveling
full travel,
teams,
but this is like the early.
It's traveling,
but you're not going anywhere.
You're traveling.
You're like minor league travel teams, so you're not actually traveling. You're staying in your own area,
right?
And you're playing other teams that are in that same
right. So the
bracket,
the girls are a lot more into it. The practices are a lot more intense, and it's, you know, especially now as we're getting older into it. Like when we were in like this younger session,
four fives, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sawyer's eight now, so that she must have been six sevens because she was the oldest girl on the team by far.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, it was different. You know, it was way more laid back, even though it was still through the same organization. Then it was like, all right, so we, you know, now we've kind of combined, and it's like every time you move up a level, you kids fall out.
Yeah.
Right?
Losing.
And it's like, this is too much. Yeah. This is not, they're not into it that much.
Exactly.
If they want to do park district, where it's just like, man, whatever, it's cool. Like, have fun.
This is,
it got a little bit different.
You live like 20 minutes away from me, mm-hmm. and as far as I'm aware, this system of soccer does not exist in Naperville.
Yeah.
It's so odd that you're that close. I've never heard of, it's either Park District or travel.
Right.
And then Park District has Premier League, which is the more competitive form of soccer, where you make your own teams, play against stuff. All of your games are...
You make your own teams?
When we made our first Premier League team 4 seasons ago, it was, we had enough kids at Prairie that we were able to make an entire field, a roster, an entire team between the two teams that had previously been there. So myself and Coach John had our own specific teams that we had of like 8 to 10 kids. We merged them together, dropped off people that weren't super interested or as physically talented.
Right, they sucked.
And they weren't invested either. Like, they're the kids that are like, they don't care about soccer. They don't eat, sleep, and breathe soccer. They're not all about it. Or when they're on the field, they're still looking at butterflies and dandelions rather than going after the soccer ball. And so we kind of hand-selected and made that. And so there's still the park district team for the elementary school of the people that kind of fell off that were just there for more fun and everything else. And then we had our 12 kids that were more competitive mm-hmm. on the premier team. And the premier team were practices twice a week. You can have a trainer-led practice if you so choose to do so. You have games, I mean, every Saturday. It's only one game. So you're never traveling anywhere. I mean, sometimes you got to go 20 minutes because that's where the fields are, but you're there every stupid game.
Right.
So you know you're only at one field. You play all the same people in the division, and that's that. So there's Park District. more competitive park district, and then there's travel. So I don't know of a independent organization in Naperville that does your
thing. We don't really have any cool park district stuff.
There's no, they don't have a lot of park district.
They do, but they suck, and they're for really? Like really little kids, like Harrison's age.
Oh, so
like,
apparently they don't like,
do. And then there's like I-9, which is a Naperville company.
Okay.
But again, that's very like
niche type of.
No, it's very laid back.
Oh,
it's really? Like who gives a fuck?
Oh, still.
Like, you start and you do like the first, it's an hour and like a half every
those
Saturday.
Are like the learn to play soccer type of thing.
Yeah, it's not great.
Okay.
You know, it's.
Well, I'm glad you have something. Right. So it sounds like
that is in Naperville, though.
It is. I mean, yeah, I've never. Yeah. I don't know where. I've never heard. I don't know of I-9 either. But yeah, so anyway, apparently maybe just my group of people doesn't go to that one. Maybe it's just still so whatever's in my area.
That's it, true. Yeah. Probably just you got to branch regional. Out, look yeah. around, see what's what.
I have enough shit going on. I don't need more branches. My branches are just fine in my.
Yeah.
Tall skinny tree.
So I like it. It's a good it's a good time for them. I think if it's important, I think it's important for them to have something to do.
Oh, 100%.
And I like that Sawyer's into soccer. Quinn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's Quinn's thing?
Dance. She likes dance, so she does gymnastics on her own. That's like her own thing. And then they do three different dance classes a week.
Is Sawyer doing dance too?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's doing dance and soccer.
Yep.
And is Harrison in anything yet?
He is starting T-ball.
Nice.
I think Friday.
T-ball is, as a parent, are you going to coach that one?
Apparently, I was not invited to do that either.
There's not a lot to do. And to be honest, it's probably better just to sit on the sidelines. But it's just they get whacked at the ball. Everybody moves a base. Everybody bats every time.
Oh, yeah.
Games are cute. Kids have a blast.
It's a good time.
It's funny to watch. And they all have fun. But yeah, T-ball with little kids is hysterical.
Oh, have you ever watched T-ball with not little kids?
No.
Like older adults?
Older adult people play T-ball? I don't think so.
They should have like an adult.
They should have, yeah, like adult softball. They should have adult T-ball.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's mildly weird, but.
Yeah, we are at the age now where Logan does soccer. They both do martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Logan does soccer. Logan should probably be doing like some sort of ultimate ninja type of thing. Because he's very good at those ninja courses, and he also just is like a spider monkey, just swinging around doing everything. Braden is doing soccer, which I think will eventually fall off for him. Like, he scored a goal. He enjoys it when he's there, but he enjoys it because all of his friends are there.
Right.
And because they've won the championship 3 years in a row. That's why he keeps doing soccer.
Ooh, you're one losing season away from losing him.
And to be honest, I'm okay with that because I'm getting tired of coaching. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but I'm getting past my knowledge level in soccer. So what I can impart upon these children is fading.
Right.
I don't know soccer. Like, I know some soccer players, but I don't know all these like European soccer club players that these kids are like playing FIFA and loving and like having a blast about. I'm like, I don't know all these people. They're like, name some cams. And they're like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'll guess a name and it's probably wrong. And it's fine.
So well, I didn't like, even know what a cam was.
I didn't either. I learned that too. It's a center attacking midfielder. Although one of the dads who's on the club, or his son's on the club, he's British. And he's like, I didn't know what a cam was either. He goes, we call him a center attacking midfield. He's like, I figured it out. But like, that's not how we refer to it. So it's just
colloquial.
There's a level of above my knowledge here. Braden, however, is moving into travel basketball. So we are starting the travel world of sports with basketball because he goes outside and dribbles in the snow in the winter. Kid loves basketball all day, every day.
Oh, is that the prerequisite for traveling?
Dribbling
basketball?
In the snow? Yes. Yeah. You're required to dribble for 10 minutes without losing your fingertips in the snow in order to make the travel. No, he's just addicted to basketball. He goes out every second of every day, dribbles a ball, loves it, watches it, wears jerseys, watches stuff on YouTube about like NBA. And
that's good.
He plays NBA 2K24 now. That just came out this past week. He's super excited. He's all about Victor Wembanyama.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a rookie for the Spurs who just got a fun name to say.
Nice.
Say Wembanyama. It's fun.
Wembley and Nabala.
That's close enough. It's up there with Coco Gauff. Another fun name to say.
Who's Coco Gauff?
Oh, you don't. Oh, you are not involved. Coco Gauff is the 19-year-old U.S. women's tennis player who just won the U.S. Open.
No.
She's the second coming of Venus and Serena.
I don't really watch sports.
And
I don't watch any
sports.
Taken
the sports world by storm this week by winning. Yeah. And there was a whole thing on TikTok about how New Balance, it was like a marketing advertising. This is actually an interesting story if you can find it. New Balance. So she's sponsored by New Balance.
Uh-huh.
New Balance somehow. So she was in the finals. They made t-shirts. It says, I forget what it was like. It crossed off Balance and it made champion or like new champion or something. Like they made it like you're the champion. You won the thing. They made the t-shirts. They got her family to put them on in between all the chaos of like she wins. She's hugging them. There's cameras. There's security guards. They somehow got the t-shirts, put them on. Her dad became like a center part of the story because he was tearful and hugging his daughter. She puts on the t-shirt, takes a picture with it. And so people start searching Coco Gauff t-shirt. It's already available for sale on their website.
No, oh, nice.
And it was shipping within like days. So to order to execute it, like the website stuff, the like creation of it, and to have it ready that fast for everyone that's searching for it. It's almost like those Bulls t-shirts when they won the championship every year. But those, I don't
know. Well, both sides make t-shirts.
Both sides, yes. But
then you get just a bunch of homeless people who get like Phoenix Sun shirts, yes, that didn't win the championship. Just
exactly. Right. Yeah. So this was like a whole execution of like a branded thing, a t-shirt made, honor family, massive marketing, and then available for sale immediately on the website.
Yeah, I love shit like that.
You're like, wow, someone really did their fucking research ahead of time.
I don't watch SportsCenter. I don't care. I don't watch sports. I don't do daily fantasy. Everybody kept saying to me, oh, did you bet on any football this week? Oh. No. You did a post on Thursday about Thursday Night Football. I had no idea that was on. My dad called me today, and he's like, oh, did you watch the Monday Night Football game? And I was like, that thought never crossed my mind even remotely.
It was super boring. Thursday night game and last night's game were both super boring, and I watched both of them.
I was currently doing dance because Monday night is hip hop night. Well, no, it's hip hop for the girls.
You were dancing hip hop with the girls?
I did. Did you not see that video of me doing hip hop? There's like a parent night. Shut and up. The parents are actually 100%.
Where? I missed it.
I don't think I posted on TikTok. I'll post it on TikTok.
You should send it to me. I've not seen it.
Yeah, it's me dancing. I'm learning the dance that the girls are doing.
Why is this not? Is on TikTok? Where is it? Is it posted anywhere?
No, I just.
You should 100% post this on TikTok.
It was great. I mean, Lindsay's like, all right, do you want to do ballet or hip hop? And I was like, well, I really don't want to do ballet. So I guess hip hop's where it's at. And yeah, sure enough, I went out there and hip hopped it up.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I didn't know any of it. I didn't watch the Bears game. I was playing golf.
No.
And then I got back for like, when I got done playing golf, obviously the Bears game was on and it was like 10-6 at the half.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
Bears are not doing so bad.
Yeah.
And then my plan was to drive to my brother's house where my wife and my children were kind of celebrating Bert's birthday, which is September 7th. So happy birthday. And so I was going over there, you know, they have pizza and cake and fishing and all the good stuff. And of course, sure enough, by the time I got to there, which was like maybe halfway through the third quarter, they were already losing. Like
it got bad.
The game
very
was over.
Quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Bert had left the Bears game and was now watching.
No.
They were at his house. Oh. He had left. They had all gone outside to play because nobody nobody cared at that point. Yeah.
We had a fun. So my cousin was in town from Florida. My cousin in Bolingbrook like hosted my whole family over there, and they have a pool. Pool was still open, heated. So Saturday was a great day for everything. It was like high 70s to 80.
Right now the weather's very
nice. Awesome. It's awesome to be outside. It's like it's cold in the morning. It's pleasant in the afternoon. If you find shade, it's fantastic too. So the boys were swimming and I was sitting in the shade with a nice breeze watching the Bears game outside. And it was fun. He has a big, cousin has a big bell. It's painted orange and blue. Every time the Bears score.
A big bell.
Like a foot and a half tall, 18 inches bell. So every time the Bears score, someone goes up, pulls the little circle on the side to like ring the bell.
Right.
And so kids are having a blast every time. Granted, it was like.
And where were you
goals.
At? You were at?
So my cousin's house in Bolingbrook.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
All my cousins were there. He grilled out. He fried fresh walleye that he caught.
Ooh, nice.
He made pulled pork.
Very Midwestern-y thing
burnt
to say.
Ends.
We made walleye.
Walleye's that's a Midwest. Yeah. Like if you're like, I had walleye.
That will basically.
Homemade tartar
that'll
sauce.
That keep you in the Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois area. Like, not even the Midwest.
No,
although that's a big chunk of the Midwest.
But
that's that like region. That yeah. region. And yeah. I feel like it's just central, to, like around like the yeah. Great Lakes. Not even like Lake Michigan into like Lake Superior. Like
Iowa might be too far west.
Oh, Iowa's too far west.
And Missouri's too far south.
Too far south, and Ohio's too far east.
Ohio doesn't even exist.
Like Indiana, too far
Indiana,
east.
Indiana, like,
maybe
I
like
wouldn't want to eat walleye from
Northwest
Indiana.
Northwest Indiana.
So, yeah, maybe the like Gary. The second Gary Chicago? Walleye.
Yeah, because everybody wants to go to Gary, fucking
that's
Indiana.
Where, that's where they get
walleyes Gary, from Gary, Indiana, Indiana, Indiana. It's from The Music Man. It's so one of my good. Favorite musicals.
Is that one of your favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I like The Music Man. I like West Side Story.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, I have a. I'm going to go with one here.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with a, I have a what the fuck?
What the
I'm
Chuck?
Gonna bring up
Chuck?
A what? I'm gonna bring up a what the fuck?
Right on. Which we have now commandeered.
We've commandeered because the two moms and a mic no longer.
Did we ever find out why they stopped podcasting?
I think they were just tired.
It's just they didn't have like a falling out.
I don't think so.
They were just like, hey, this is no not fun anymore.
They're like, I think we're good.
Yeah,
where they're busy.
We
they
did
got,
our thing.
They had a lot of kids, and they're like,
they got
yeah,
older kids
kids
in
are
high
older.
School. So yeah, you start
probably
running
more
into
sports
those.
And stuff
the timing is a lot harder. Go ahead. What happened?
So. My wife has been gone all week on a lovely work trip. She was in Napa, mm-hmm. stopped in Phoenix to see her dad, a little side trip to Sedona, a lovely time. She's been gone since Wednesday, got back at like 11
I'm
o'clock
not
last
rubbing
night.
My camera on my nipple to yeah, nippleize. I'm cleaning the lens.
Are you trying to clean your lens or make your nipple hard?
Cleaning the lens.
Yeah, you're doing something with it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's stop. Okay, he's squinting and I don't like it. No,
go ahead.
No whispering. So
Napa to Phoenix. She's
Napa
been out of
Phoenix.
Town. Right.
Here's where it is. So she's gone. I'm like, you know what? My back, so I threw out my back a month ago. And I'm like, I've been sleeping. I can't get comfortable. I slept in the chair. It worked out okay, but then I'm sleeping in a chair. It's not great. So we have a Sleep Number bed that we got 8-9 years ago when we first moved into the house. And it has this zero gravity mode. So zero gravity is where your head comes up and your feet come up a little bit.
Which I find weird like, to be called zero gravity.
It makes you feel weightless, apparently, is why they call it that. I still have
Do
weight.
Do you feel weightless?
No, I've always. No. This body does not have weightlessness. It does not exist in this world. But apparently it's as like coddled as I can
it
be.
It seems like a cool word.
It was a fun term.
I think it's a little misleading. But
100%. It's like not zero gravity, like I'm raving.
Right.
Woo!
Like why don't they just call it
the
Molly mode?
Zero. Yeah.
Right?
Zero G,
feels
baby.
Like you're a bunch out of Molly. Go ahead.
Zero
gravity mode.
So she left and I'm like, all right, we have the Sleep Number where both the head and the feet are connected. We don't have individual sides because when we bought it, we were afraid the kids were going to fall through the cracks because they were little babies and
sure.
like whatever else. Now I really wish I had individual sides. So I've been sleeping in zero G for the last 5 nights.
Oh, now we've shortened it to zero
oh, yeah,
G. Go ahead.
Zero G,
I love
baby.
It. Love it.
My back has never felt better.
Really?
I felt like,
so you sleep like it's
so
like
I
a
sleep,
V.
It's almost like a it's well, like a full V, like your legs
like
level
your butt
out.
Is in a V.
My butt's in a V, my head's and up, and my legs are like kind of slightly elevated.
Okay.
Yeah. Like on a little plateau of legness.
So it's like a lightning bolt. You're yeah. sleeping on a lightning bolt. Why
yes.
the fuck didn't they call it lightning
fucking
bolt? Mode?
They just call it the Harry Potter. All right. So
okay, I like lightning bolt, but I think I like the HP
but the
mode
HP,
better.
The HPZG.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
HPZG, baby.
Sounds dirty.
HP zero Gs.
I'm in HP
took
mode.
Took a big long pillow on both sides of me. Felt like I was being snuggled in there. Couldn't roll over because I'm in the zero G mode.
Right.
Pillows
yeah.
on both sides.
You're weightless.
And I woke up well rested.
Well rested.
I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night like nice. Rolling around in pain. And I wake up, I wasn't grunting. My back wasn't sore or stiff.
That's
and I'm
good.
Like, this is fucking great. I told Lauren I was feeling better. She goes, oh, good. I love the zero G mode. Like, that'll be great. And blah, 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 whatever else. She gets home last night, delirious from travel. Flew from Phoenix. It's late. She had to wait 45 minutes for an Uber because people kept canceling on her. By the way, Uber drivers, don't fucking cancel on ladies at 10 o'clock at night at O'Hare on a Monday. I understand you don't want to drive to Naperville. Deal
right.
with it.
Right.
Like, fucking don't pick up the thing and then drop it again. If you're going to pick up the plan, go with it. She'll give you a nice tip. It'll be fine.
Right.
Like, deal with the drive to the burbs. You'll be able to find plenty of people doing something on the way back. So she got canceled on by like four drivers.
From Uber?
From Uber.
From O'Hare?
At O'Hare.
No.
Yes. At 10 o'clock last night, she goes, I've had three or four people cancel on me.
What is she using?
Uber.
Well, I understand Uber, but like, is she using Uber
X? She uses Uber X. Uber X are, I mean, occasionally she'll black it up.
Dude, you got to go black.
She'll go black sometimes.
I hate to say it.
She'll do Uber
and
black.
And it might be insensitive.
Choose your words.
But I'm going to say it anyways. Dude, once you go black, you never go back.
Not on Uber.
I don't go back.
I don't know if she.
I'm an Uber black
Uber
exclusive.
Black is basically like a limo, and so I don't think she would
it's
have.
It's not
canceled.
A limo, though. It's just but nice it's
like,
cars.
Yeah, I know, but like it's.
It's like 30% more.
Exactly. But it's worth it. So I don't know if she was doing Uber X
just,
or Uber
here's
black.
Our top dad tip of the podcast.
Yes.
when you use Uber Black, it is more expensive, but you 100% get what you pay for. I've never had them cancel.
The air conditioning's working. You have a bottle of water.
Not only that, even that's like foo-foo stuff. Yeah. That's fine. Maybe not AC, but I need AC.
Bottle of water, charging. Bottle of water, charging cable if you're a phone.
All of that stuff's benefits. The what I like is they have to pass like a second course.
Oh, do they?
To become an Uber Black driver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They check. There's like a thing you have to get to meet in order to qualify.
Oh.
They only allow the best drivers, meaning you have to do regular Uber for however many rides and be like a 4.7 or whatever. And you got to have a nice car. So it's like you get the best drivers, the best cars.
All right. I didn't know there was extra.
It's so worth paying that little bit more money
for the experience.
And sometimes it's more expensive. Don't get me wrong. When I was in New York City and I paid Uber Black every fucking time, like I spent a lot.
Probably several hundred dollars more on
but
all this.
But I felt like I could talk to those drivers and be like, hey, my four-year-old's in here. I'm not super comfortable without him being in like a full-blown seat. So like these guys are like, I got you, sir. And they went over and above to like make sure they weren't being normal New York drivers. Because like even like, you know what I mean? Like they were
just,
super
aggressive,
cool.
In and guaranteed, out,
I have,
honk.
And I get home from Texas because like this is like almost pre-COVID. So maybe a little post-COVID. I was flying and I was always taking the last flight out of Houston, which is like 10 o'clock at night.
You'd be sitting there by yourself.
And I'd be the only asshole in Houston. The flights were never full, which on Southwest is very fucking rare, which is great. Sometimes, so I didn't feel weird falling asleep. Never thought I was going to get molested.
Hold on.
Then I would land it at Midway. And I could 100% at 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:40 at night, I could get an Uber Black, no problem, to go from Midway at 1 o'clock in the morning out to Aurora. No problem.
I wonder if she wasn't doing Uber Black, because you're right. I'm not.
You
got to
black. You
got to
use the Uber Black.
Because she normally uses Uber
Black. The Uber. Don't.
I'll
don't.
Ask her later on to
yeah,
see
find
what
out.
She was using. I'll find
out. But
anyway.
What was your what the fuck?
So she gets home.
She got home.
She's delirious.
She
I stay
changes
up.
Your zero
I stay
G.
Up. I stay up. I have a lovely Stanley water bottle that I got her. So
fuck
she can
Stanley,
fit with all the
but
cool
go
moms.
Ahead.
But it's a really cool color that I found for. And to be honest, I drank from it like 12 hours into it being filled with ice and water. It's still fucking cold.
So are Yetis.
I know.
So are Arctics.
Yetis are more expensive. Arctics are probably cheaper.
I like my Yeti.
I like it too. But
I got two. I got two Yeti
jugs. I
drink
out of glasses.
I love my jugs.
Like how you did the
jugs. Go ahead.
So she goes home. I have the water for her. I bring her suitcase in. We talk on the couch for an hour. What?
I'm waiting for the issue.
I go, I hope you're excited for zero G. And she goes, I don't know. I'm so tired. I'm like, all right. So she doesn't say anything about it. I go upstairs like 20 minutes after her. She's laying there in bed looking at her phone. And I look at the bed and it's still slightly zero G, but I get in and go, did you lower the head? She goes, I lowered the head a little bit. And I'm like, okay. And it's 12:30 at night at this point, and she's just exhausted, delirious. And I'm like, I'm trying to go to bed now. So I lay in the zero G, and she's already pulled half the covers over to her. So I'm moving the covers back. She goes, you're moving all my stuff around. And she's like, now all my stuff's out of thing, and I'm not comfortable, and blah, blah, blah. And I go, why don't you put your phone down, close your eyes, and fall asleep? So she still looks at her phone, laying on her side in the zero G. I'm like, you can't lay on your side in zero G.
Dangerous thing to say to your wife, but go ahead.
I'm aware. Oh, I'm aware. But I was trying to help the situation along.
You're trying to help by sticking your head in the fire?
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Poke the bear, because the bear is very grumpy in its cave.
There's nothing better to do with a halfway angry bear than to fuck with
them. Zero G is not made for laying on your side. No.
Hey, why don't you put down that fucking honeypot? Because it's probably a good chance you're going to get stung by bees.
You've been telling me for an hour and a half that
you're
tired. Fuck
you, bees.
Quit looking at your fucking phone with the light blaring while I'm trying to go to sleep as well, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Like the bright lights in the room. I'm like, I'm trying to go to sleep too. I'm like, why don't you put your phone down, close your eyes, go to sleep? She's also laying on her side in zero G. Zero G is not a laying on your side position. It's on your back position.
No, it's a laying the back position.
Yeah, it's a back position. So I'm like,
right.
She's like, I can't get comfortable. I go, you're not using
it's
it
like
right.
There's no such thing as upside down doggy.
Exactly. There might be.
There's
it.
Not.
Now there should be.
There's not. I'm gonna
you
try
should come
it.
Up with it.
Boom, trademarked.
Upside down doggy.
I feel like all
the
trademarks.
The new Kama Sutra of Ken.
I feel like all trademarks and patents are just you just declare it.
Yeah,
kind of
like bankruptcy. And
like bankruptcy.
Scott,
yeah, like if you want to be bankrupt, just yell, I declare bankruptcy.
You're like, I heard it. We're good.
Like TM. and you have to stamp it.
TM.
Trademark.
Yeah, you got to the stamp. So anyway. So she's sitting there, she's
upside
bitching
down
and moaning,
doggy.
Complaining,
sure.
Rolling over, and I'm like, You told me that you liked zero G.
Oh, yeah.
When I told you I was zero G for 5 days.
You were just throwing fucking red flag after red flag. You told me you
liked zero. Oh, I don't give a shit. At this point, I was starting to get pissed because I'm like, I know what's going to happen. So she's like bitching and moaning, complaining. And she's like, and still looking at her phone with the light on. She turns the sound down. I'm like, what are you watching now? You're like, you're reading the captions on TikTok? Like,
right.
Put your phone away. Go to bed. You're tired, obviously. You want to see your kids in the morning. Like, you want to hang out because you missed them. Like, go to sleep so you can wake up with them and hang out, whatever else. Still complaining. I'm laying there. I lay there for like 3 minutes. I still hear her like huffing and puffing, whatever else. So I put the bed fucking flat. I go, here you go. She goes, no, I don't want. I'm like, no, this is what we're doing now. Now we're going to be flat. I wake up in the morning. My back's fucking stiff. I'm sore. Now I'm pissed because I gave into her like temper tantrum of fatigue and exhaustion and like jet.
Sure,
like
sure.
Travel fatigue. It's not even normal her. It's like travel her, which is like fatigued and grumpy and tired and all the motion, like all the things. So I go, she's downstairs with the kids. I'm making breakfast. I make lunch. She comes up. She's like, how you doing? I go, not good. She goes, you're back? I go, yeah. She goes, oh no. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, look at that. Show me nice pictures of Harrison at preschool shooting hoops.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I believe there is a slight amount of guilt being felt.
And your end or hers?
Well, hers, not fuck mine. My have zero guilt. Zero guilt. It is my own fault that I laid the bed flat, but I couldn't deal with the complaining of the fatigued individual that literally had whose brain was not 100% functioning. She was that tired. I'm willing to say that because she will defend it as 100% correct. She was not a functional human. So nice. Here I am. When I leave here today, I will be going to the Sleep Number store to at least start the discussion of what are the options of trading in an old Sleep Number to get a two-sided flippity-floppity.
Two different spots.
I'm very curious because there might be a price that is very within my ballpark that they say out loud that I'm going to say yes to. Yeah. So that's my what the fuck. I've been comfortable. My back's better. It's the best I've felt in a month. My ankles are getting better. My back finally didn't hurt. I was like, I'm happy. I'm ready to do like a fucking cartwheel at this point. All set. Within 1 hour of her being home, my back's not fucked up again. And I'm very pissed off about it. What the fuck? It's my what the fuck. And I think it's reasonable. Also, what the fuck? Why didn't I get the two-sided bed 8 years ago? My kid was never gonna suffocate between those two heads.
No, they have like probably little not.
Foam fillers and shit you can put in there.
And if they do, I mean, it's just Darwinism. I honestly feel
not,
like
it's not the statement.
It's I feel like
that is a single top dad thought process.
What's wrong with America is that we don't let kids, you know, play with fireworks anymore or go into Sleep Number beds and just spin the wheel of destiny.
Yes.
Sometimes those kids need to get weeded out. You know what's wrong? The dumb kids have survived.
It's true.
You know, in the 50s, the dumb kids died.
There's a lot of dumb people.
Yeah, no, and they died.
All of them.
They set themselves on fire.
Cavemen that didn't know to run away from the fucking saber-toothed tigers got eaten by the saber-toothed tigers.
It's just naturalism. It's
great. If you accidentally left your kid outside or made too much, like...
We need a nice apocalypse reset is what we need.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the... What's that John Krasinski... Emily Blunt movie where there's like the monsters that you have to be, Quiet Place.
Yeah, The Quiet Place.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah, it's good.
They had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
How did the baby not make noise?
Well, that comes out in Quiet Place 2.
Okay, I haven't watched Quiet Place 2 because I'm not a big horror film guy, and I know this is more suspense than horror. It's more suspense, but I have to be in the right moment to like be able to enjoy 2 hours of suspense.
It is very suspenseful.
It's going to be like jump scares and suspense, and I get that. I understand that.
Yeah, and it's definitely not a horror movie. Yeah. It's more of that like suspenseful kind of
like it's aliens. Like Signs, where you're always on edge and you know something's going to happen. And you're like,
it's a suspense. I think they get the idea of what suspense is.
Regardless, how does the baby not make fucking noise?
It does.
It does make noise.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they?
They put the baby in a box. It's a quiet box with a bunch of like sound pads.
They box their box like a casket for a baby
with oxygen that's fed into it.
Are you serious?
I'm not making this shit up. So there's like a O2 tank on top, like a little like old people O2 tank on top, and then they like soundproof it up so that way when the baby's crying, Because these monster things hear everything.
They hear everything from like miles away.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I've seen clips. I know what happens, unfortunately. But like,
it's a good, they're good movies.
I'm sure they're great.
I like it. Yeah. I like them as a couple. I like them as actors. I think they wrote and directed, or he directed, and I don't think he wrote it. I think he directed it for sure, and then he was in the first one.
He was in the first one.
And then
one.
He just directed the second one. We'll kind of leave it at that.
Yeah. I believe they were both at the U.S. Open, by the way.
I did see some U.S. Open celebs. Like, I saw, like, a Bieber. There was a Bieber.
Yeah, there was a...
There was a Bieber there. I saw Leonardo DiCaprio. The guy from Scrubs was sitting in front of him.
Yeah, Zach Braff. Who was that tall... Kind of looked like a tall-headed...
I don't know.
I can't think of names right now. Who's that dude that was in One Direction? Harry Styles. He looked like a goofy-headed Harry Styles. He kept standing in front of Leo, and Leo was, like, leaning
around.
Gun
to my head, I could not tell you anybody who was in One Direction.
Harry One Styles Direction? The only one, it's like that boy band that Simon Cowell
Yeah,
did.
I know what One
Harry
Direction
Styles
is.
The only person I know.
Yeah.
He's got that watermelon sugar high.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's like the new Mick Jagger.
I'm really not...
Harry Styles is the new Mick Jagger. I'm putting it out there. He wears the crazy clothes.
I'm not great with pop stuff.
I don't know most.
I don't really branch out. I've turned it into like an old person who only listens to certain things. Like, I won't listen to the radio unless it's Q101. And I don't really like when they play new music.
Yeah,
and
I only want to play the 90s rock.
Yeah, I just want 90s grunge.
Blistering was on the other day with the boys. I was like, this is fucking great.
So I don't want anything else.
I walked past the magazines at Barnes & Noble the other day.
Wow.
I don't even know why I was there. I just walked by them.
That's like, hey, let's take the least of the popular bibliography things that's out there.
I think I went there for a book or something like that. And I was like, I go to work and I'm like walking around. I'm like, oh, I went to Popbellies. I'm like, I'll stop.
Get me wrong. I love bars. I love bookstores in general.
Yes, they're great. Them. So I walk around. They've got cool D&D section. They got Lego. They got like the new hits, like, or the big release, whatever else. So I'm walking around. I'm like, I'll go to the magazines. I walk by the whole entertainment section. I looked at the covers of the magazine. I have no idea who any of these people are. All these like musicians. It's like, listen to like this person. I go, I don't know who the fuck you are. I know none of these humans.
Nope.
I know I'm old. And I also, I don't care that I don't know them.
No, I don't care either.
Yeah. I will give myself.
I don't like these fangle new kids out there and their stuff.
I'm going to make myself feel really old, and I'm going to have a boomer moment here.
Cool.
Like 6 years ago. I was only like 34.
Mm-hmm.
I think my brother texted me something, or we were talking about something. I'm like, who's this little Yakti guy?
Little Yakti.
Yeah. Little Yakti. LILYACHTY. Little Yakti.
It's not how you spell that, but go ahead.
Exactly. That's how his name was spelled. I go, who's this little Yakti guy? And my brother goes, that's little Yachty. And I'm like, first off, Yachty is not a word.
Nope.
Lil Yachty's not a name.
Nope.
So why the fuck am I supposed to know that's Lil Yachty when it's spelled out like Lil and it is L-I-L Yacht Y. It is correct.
It took me.
But why the fuck would my brain go to Lil Yachty and I'm supposed to know who the fuck that is?
Yeah, it took me years and years to realize that Flo Rida is just Florida misspelled or mispronounced.
It's just, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, why the fuck am I supposed to know Lil Yachty? Flo Rida, I think he puts a period between the Flo and the Rida.
There's
too.
A dash.
Is it a dash?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like.
So at least that helps me spell it out phonetically.
Flo,
you know?
Dash, Flo Rida.
Dash Rida.
And again, that's a funny name that makes sense, but again, you could just say his name's Florida. It's
borderline, but yeah. I gotcha.
But Lil
At
Yachty,
least he had the decency
no
to fucking split
I don't
it up.
Think. It's, maybe there's Lil and then Yachty.
Now these kids are just writing Florida and expecting me to say Flo Rida, and like, that ain't how you fucking say it. Sorry.
I'm okay that I don't know any of these fucking pop culture people, and I don't give
a shit.
And
sometimes they're cute. Like, there's this watch company that I like, and it's Aviator, and it's spelled A8V. Dash
AV8.
Yeah, AV8. Eight. Whatever it is.
Whatever. AV8.
And then R.
And
so it's AV8R.
Yeah. That's a
and
cool
I get,
branding.
No,
thing,
it's
though.
Not. Because the whole time I was like AV8-R, I was like, like fucking C-3PO. They don't call them.
They
don't call them. They
hit the
sleepio.
Star Wars culture with the.
Sleepy. Like, no.
Would they put a dash?
Yeah.
They shouldn't dash it. That's the problem.
I don't know. Like, well, we liked when Flo Rida did it. Now we don't like the dash. Which one is it? Are you a dash fan or are you not a dash fan?
Depends on the word.
And I hate dash in
Why would they dash after the AV and
the
A?
That's the store
that
Kardashians
have in Florida. That's dumb.
Anyways.
We're very old and I don't care.
I feel like people should just spell shit out.
Yeah.
Just spell it out. I don't need to shorten the word suspect into
sus.
I don't need my niece to tell me Uncle Kenny has Riz. And I go, I don't know what that is.
The Riz is hysterical.
And then she says, but you have it. I was like, cool. Do I want it?
It sounds like I need some antibiotics for it.
Can get it contagiously? Yeah. I don't know. Where did it come from?
Can I spread the Riz?
No, it means charisma. Yeah, and I was like,
the Riz.
Just fucking say that. Because all I hear when you say Uncle Kenny has the Riz is it goes, I'm the Riz. Nobody beats me. Right.
I love the Riz, by the
way.
And
now apparently you can't even make Seinfeld jokes because that's fucking racist.
It's racist and also people don't know who the fuck Seinfeld is. Oh, man.
Anyways, that was my what the fuck, I guess. And I had a really bad one because I had the whole afternoon to myself. I was ready to just do what I was mentally ready to beat off all day. Mentally.
Like, not physically. Like a 16-year-old home from school on a sick day.
I couldn't do that for 4 hours. You kidding me? I'd be so tired.
You're so sore and tired.
Yeah, it would be awful.
It's too much friction.
It's like 8 minutes.
8 minutes? Good for you.
I'm just saying, like, this shit goes fast. So I sat down yesterday to my biggest concern yesterday was, do I watch Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny?
Ooh.
Or do I watch John Wick 4?
Ooh.
I didn't know which one it was. Now, there was a good chance I was going to fall asleep because I was very tired and I'd worked late and then I'd gotten up early or early-ish.
What time was this at yesterday?
It's like at lunchtime.
Lunchtime, okay.
So like I'm up. I've already hung out with Lindsay for a little bit. Lindsay went to go get her hair cut. The kids are at school until 3. I don't have to leave the house till 3:05 to
just
go
you.
Pick up the kids from school.
You for 3 hours.
Four.
4 hours. Oh,
she
11.
Left at 11.
Oh, man.
Like a 4 fucking hours.
Did you already have lunch? So, were you going to eat in the middle
of it? I did a little snacky poo at like 11.
So you're like, I'm going to lay on the nice warm
couch.
It's
12:01. I've got 3 hours, which is the perfect amount of time to sit down and watch something on the TV.
Both of those movies are about 2 hours and 20 minutes.
And I get an email at 12:01. It's the last time I'm going to look at my phone. It dings. I look at it. It says event cancellation. I was like, what is this? Click on it. The event space for Saturday just up and goes, sorry, we're canceling your event on Saturday.
Fuck, now you're in work mode.
Now I spent the next 3 hours.
Shut up.
Actually, the next 6 hours fucking with that because it's like a domino effect. I got to call the old place. I got to get a cancellation letter from them. I got to call the charity. I got to call every new venue. Talk to them. Each one of them wants another story.
You went from
and they're
3 hours
sympathetic.
Of joy to like 7 hours of work.
Just miserable fuck.
That sucks. So that's the worst. Screw you, event place. I'm not going to name you because you probably want to go back there at some point.
I told my dad I won't. He's like, well, don't burn bridges. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
I don't need to burn them, but I don't need to use them anymore either.
This is the second time they've done this.
Oh, really?
Too.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Yeah,
fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Yes.
Because then you're just dumb enough to fall for it again.
You keep going back. If you go a third time, you're like, you're going to take your money.
Who's at fault then? If you
I
go a
know.
Third time
me,
and it happens,
probably
person who keeps signing up. Anyways, this
so,
was our sports what the chucks.
Sports what the chucks. John Wick 4, if you like the first John Wick movies, John Wick 4
they
is
are
a
with
perfectly
there.
Serviceable movie. Very fun.
I like Keanu Reeves.
Indiana Jones. I got through half of the movie with the family on family movie night the other weekend. I was waiting to watch the rest of it with him. It's never going to happen. I'm going to start the movie again from the beginning, just me.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to do the whole 2 hours and 20 minutes, just Matt time.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that this weekend.
First, I thoroughly enjoyed the first hour and 10 minutes or so that I got to see. Fun.
That's good.
Good stuff. I don't want to ruin it.
Looking forward. Yeah, don't.
But it's good. Won't say nothing else.
All right, cool. Well, that's going to do it for episode...
Whatever it is.
Whatever
147,
the fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports with children
and
zero gravity mode.
And I will
and apparently
be,
the newest of the top dad trademarks, upside down doggy.
Coming soon. Upside down doggy.
I'm really going to have trouble not naming this
upside
episode.
Down, no, you
upside
should call
down
it
doggy.
Upside down doggy. Upside down doggy and zero G.
Wow.
That's you can do like an upside down floating dog in space mode. And then you get to do astronaut Ken. Maybe you can make
like
astronaut Ken in
do
the
like space.
Picture.
Do you like dogs in space?
Who doesn't like? What about Muppets in space?
I like dogs.
Do you like I like dogs.
Do you like dogs?
What about Muppets in space, though?
I like Muppets, too.
Yeah. Muppets in space was like a whole...
Last thing, I saw it on Twitter. Did you see on Twitter that they're doing this thing? A guy sent out from HBO, an intern accidentally sent out like an email to subscription people, and it was like blank or something, and then HBO emailed all of those subscribers again. It was like, we're really sorry. The new intern accidentally sent out an email that you received. It's nonsense. Don't worry about it. I don't even think it was just blank. There was just nothing
blank
in
email.
It. So then everybody is doing this hey intern thing, where they're emailing or tweeting or Xing, whatever the fuck it's called now. Zexing. They're Zexing. He'll probably change it to like musking. They're musking. Hey, intern, and then putting like all of their worst things that they've ever done at work. And they're like, hey, intern, I accidentally sent in my boss a picture of my vacation when I told him I was sick or da 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 da. Don't worry about it. It worked out for me. Hey, intern, I
saw the hey, intern. I didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, that's where it came from. Air quoting.
HBO's
explanation of why this funny nonsensical email came out is that an intern accidentally sent it out because he has access to the fucking subscriber's email.
Fucking everyone's email.
But it's
HBO.
Called like Hey Intern or something. It's on Twitter. It's all over. And there were some really, really good ones.
Yeah.
Like just some fucking awesome shit where I was like, this is great. I wonder if it's still trending. Not Zending anymore.
Okay.
It was yesterday. But yeah, it was like, hey, intern.
I saw it, but I didn't know where it was coming from. Fun.
Super cool. There were so many good ones.
Does HBO still exist or is it just Max?
It was the Max.
Max.
I said HBO, but yeah, it's still the Max. But funny.
Maybe it's a big marketing ploy and they knew what they were actually doing.
You know, any press is good press. I always, always, always say that. And I thought this one was kind of funny. And the number of people, and one of the ones that reminded me of that is one lady's like, I made a document comparing all of the people, all the employees in my company or the company she worked for as Muppets, and then accidentally sent it to the entire company instead of just her girlfriend, which is always very dangerous to do at work. Like, you shouldn't do that shit.
You can't be doing that shit. Separate entities.
And it was funny. She wrote, HR rep Beaker did not find this funny at all, but luckily the owners of the company, Bert and Ernie, thought it was hilarious and gave me a pass. And I was like, I read it at first, and I was like, I didn't genuinely understand how fucking funny that was. Then I was like, wait, she told us who's who, and it was like Beaker was like, and Bert and Ernie were like, no, don't worry about it, Bert. This is really funny. Like the owners were like, no, this is fucking hilarious.
That's
keep
awesome.
It. Hey, intern. So it's a thing.
Oh, I love it.
Anyways, thanks for listening to the Top Dad Podcast. Make sure you follow us on all the socials. Share us with your friends. For some reason, we had a wild week last night of downloads
lots of downloads. Keep it up, people.
Crazy AI shit. I think we might have
ChatGPT'd.
I think we got CBGB'd.
CBGB'd?
I don't know what it is.
That's an upside down doggy.
One of the chats.
That's a chat upside down doggy.
Which is awesome. So thank you, Skynet, for listening to the Top Dad Podcast. Maybe we will become the official podcast of Skynet. That's what I'm hoping for in the future, is that you will have robot voices voiced by Matt and Ken of the Top Dad.
Kill all humans.
Hey, it's Top Dad, Ken and Matt. It'll be great.
I'll be back.
Hopefully we don't murder all of humanity. See you next time. Bye.